that who is an accredited parliamentary assistant with Birgit Zippel, a member of the European Parliament, and she's going to come and talk a bit about what's happening there and from a political perspective, give us some insight. Yeah, please. Welcome.
Hello.
You get a tiny microphone, that's okay, for the video. And this is, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, that was a lengthy disclaimer. I think he meant me, that I have never been here so far. I hope to change that for the future, so I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of faces again next year and in the upcoming years. It was clearly an omission on my side to not be aware of such an amazing conference that brings together so many experts in the field. And for me, as an APA, so I work in the political field, I'm not the politically responsible person, but I'm preparing a lot of things that are later discussed and decided on European stage. It is incredible that something that amazing is happening every year and without us in the policy sphere noticing, or, I mean, we have someone from the Commission here, but from a department that is, well, I would say it's a gourmet department in, yes, the in the interplay. Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. So, I will just open my presentation. Just to open up a little bit, feel free to ask any question at any time. I am aware that I'm using a lot of abbreviations, acronyms that are for me my bread and butter, but for you this might sound a bit foreign, and therefore I don't, well, there are no real rules, right? So we can just introduce questions whenever, and later when we have the panel discussion, please ask a lot of questions because this is also a chance. What I understand is that there's perhaps
the... Can you move one step to the right?
The other right.
The other right, this right. One. Sorry. Okay, well, then I will just like open like this. This is the good right? What would say good right? Already starting with bad jokes. All right. What I want to talk to you about today is a little bit a state of play, a stock taking, what has happened in the past mandate by the European Commission and what the co-legislators have decided. All of you have heard the AI Act, all of you heard about the DSA and the DMA. What does that really mean? What does it entail? What are the problems? And why are we now already talking about taking some of these legislation back? So where are the, so to say, issues about the legislation that we have decided last mandate? And yeah, why are we talking already about not implementing it, but even going as far as withdrawing some of that legislation? Perhaps you also heard about something called the Draghi Report or the Competitiveness Compass. It's kind of funny because a compass is pointing you in one direction, usually. But in the European framework, we have 27 member states that will decide how to go into that direction. So that is, I think, a very interesting picture that the Commission has chosen in order to set its competitiveness agenda for the upcoming years. Notably, I think that something that could be quite interesting for everyone that is working on projects, there's a fund foreseen. There is a multi-billion euro fund foreseen just for competitiveness. We will elaborate and allude a little bit in the direction of how do we get that money, because I think that neither of you would right now be in the position, I mean, maybe a handful, I don't know, I don't want to assume, how to get actually access to this money. And this is some of the problems that we will discuss, hopefully in the panel, but I can only touch a little bit based on that subject. Overall, about myself, I'm working on tech legislation, bit more in the area of fundamental rights and internal affairs. So the actual aspects are dealt with in a different committee, which is called the so-called ITRE committee, so innovation and technology, but also internal market. And already now you can see that there is a lot of chefs cooking one soup. Here we have a sort of disconnect in terms of what is necessary from different perspectives, because the ones that are regulating innovation do not necessarily talk to the data protection people. And then we also have internal market barriers, which is the IMCO committee. There's just a jacket, you can see. And therefore, it's already a challenge to streamline a position in the European Parliament, and I'm not even talking about the Member States Council side of things. This is a little bit where we are right now, and just to talk about what is unfinished and what we are still talking about. So we have something on the table which is called the European Cloud Certification Scheme, which we can take bets whether this will ever see the light of day or not. But there were quite some interesting ideas, because we're talking a lot about sovereignty and we are talking about how to make Europe more competitive. But one aspect that was included by a handful of member states, later they kind of dropped along the way and it was left to France to advocate for this, was a sovereignty requirement and an immunity requirement. I'm not going to go into the details, but there were first attempts into making something, I would say, make it European first, or let's preference Europe first. But then later this was, I mean, at the moment it is exclusively France who is advocating for it. And therefore we have a chance not to leave it to the hyperscalers. However, it is at the moment not so much used, or people are rather cautious, because in the past what we were working mostly on was fair access to the internal market, abolish national barriers. So there should be no difference between Germany, France, Czech Republic and Sweden. But we did not really think globally. So first and foremost, we wanted to have one internal market, but did not really take into account that there would be other players such as China, US and India. So for now, this is a bit of a predicament that the EU is finding itself in. So we have worked well on having one single market, but where are we on European technologies exporting globally? We have some, I would not say champions, I would say competitors. In member states, these competitors in the member states are protected by their governments, but is there a European one? And this is an open question, and in the research for my presentation, I was surprised to see how many amazing European companies we have, but so little are known worldwide, or so little actually go out there and work, in particular when you go from east to west. There are quite a few companies, in particular in Eastern Europe, that would like to offer their services as well in the Western continent part of Europe, but there are challenges. And notably, we have a Romanian company that has won the bid in Belgium. So I think that we should also appreciate some of these small successes, but we do not talk about them enough.